right now. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to introduce to you the one and only Tokyo Rosenthal.
Good morning.
Yeah, how you doing?
So people are blocking my driveway, eh?
Yeah, okay. That's what I heard.
That's what I heard, too.
There was a rumor going around about that. I can't really confirm it from anyone that I trust, but, you know, that's the way it goes. Ladies and gentlemen, Tokyo Rosenthal is about to kick off another season of radio shows here on WCHL.
What a price to pay.
I've been told that you may be going where you've already been or something like that, right?
Well, yeah. Well, this is, believe it or not, this is our fourth season. You know, we do them in 10-week increments because that's about as much as we can take. Mm-hmm. And then they have to let us go dry out someplace, and then we come back and we start another season. So this is season number four.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we record the show at the fabulous Pittsboro Roadhouse in Pittsboro, North Carolina.
Yep.
And we do it on Thursday nights, and then we broadcast right here on WCHL 97.9 FM, 1360 AM.
Oh, man. You
see how professional I sound when I do that?
Streaming live on chapelboro.com, wherever you are in the world.
Exactly. And I have people from all over the world that do listen to that stream, and we do that. And of course, it runs on Saturday and Sunday nights, prime time, 8 p.m.
All right, man. I can't wait for another season to kick off.
We've got some good talent coming.
Toko, you are the one. You're an incredibly versatile performer. I mean, you can do just about anything. I know that you've been doing this for a long time. You have a rich background, which I'm just finding out more and more about it every time we talk. But you bring a lot of things to the table. It all goes together and makes you the artist that you are.
Well, thank you. I hope it does. I don't know if that's good or bad, but it certainly makes me the artist that I am.
I think it's kind of cool, actually. Yeah. Diverse.
Well, you know, it's it all, you know, you look back on it, life is like a dominoes. One domino hits another, you go in this direction, then it comes back and hits in another direction. So
and sometimes you don't have any idea what's going to fall next.
I never have any idea, none. But I can tell you, we have this season, I'm really excited. We have, tell you about some of the acts that are coming up here for season number four. There's a group that I think everybody's heard of them at this point in the Triangle area. They're the hottest group around. Just sold out a concert at Duke called Mipso.
Mm-hmm.
And Mipso's coming on the Tokyo Rosenthal program. We'll be taping them June 25th, and I think the air date for that is something like July 13th here. Mm-hmm. So we have the Moes Brothers coming down from Nashville. The String Beings from Raleigh coming back for the third time. Gray Matter, Luis Del Rio kicks off the series this weekend right here, right now.
Mm-hmm.
Glenn Spaeth coming down from Bulls Gap, Tennessee.
Bulls Gap.
Oh, he's one of the great singer-songwriters. He's the guy that owns the bunkhouse that I play at. David Dixon will be here, so a lot of good music coming our way. If you like Americana music, tune in on Saturday and Sunday nights.
They'll all be trying to live up to your standards.
Oh, no. You know, my favorite part of the show, you know, I open up with a song or something, and then I bring the guests on. But my favorite part is we always do a duet at the end of the show, and it has to be a cover song. It can't be an original song from me or from the act.
Yeah.
So we always mangle somebody else's tune, take it totally apart, and that's the fun. I got that from the old Johnny Cash TV show. He used to do that on his TV show, that he'd jam with Dylan at the end, and Neil Young, and Joni Mitchell was on one night, and I'm watching, and believe me, nobody sings better than Joni Mitchell. She's influenced my writing and my music, but on this particular night, she was singing this harmony with Johnny Cash. I don't know where she was coming from, and he didn't know, and he had this look on his face, well, I'm in it now, nothing I can do about it, and she was just, you know, they just wrecked the song, but they left it in, to their credit.
Yeah.
You know, all these years later, you can find it on YouTube, so it's there.
Johnny Cash, Kris Kristofferson, some of those old performers, great. Kris Kristofferson, what a great songwriter.
there's nobody better. I had, and he's still out there. Mm-hmm. Kicking around. I remember I was on tour, my bass player came walking into my room all excited. I said, what are you so excited about? And he says, Kris Kristofferson's out there touring, and he's 72. And I said, well, why are you excited about that? He says, well, somebody's out there that's older than you, Toke. You know? It's like, and I said, oh, okay, man.
That's great. Inspiration for us all. Well, Tokyo, for the folks who don't really, who've never seen you before, who've never heard your music, you mentioned Americana just a moment ago, but take just a moment and describe what kind of musician you are.
Oh, Broke and desperate.
Broke, busted, and disgusted.
There you go. That's me. I'm basically your classic Americana singer-songwriter. Americana, for those of you that don't know the term, that's when we were younger, they called it country rock or folk mm-hmm. rock. And now it's all the classic rockers are under that, you know, umbrella as well. That could be the Allman Brothers when they put out a new album. It shows up on Americana radio. Willie Nelson's Americana. Emmylou Harris is Americana. The Grateful Dead are considered Americana now. So, yeah. Go figure. We're all there. That's the only place we can get airplay.
And somehow definitions change over the years.
Yeah, we're very rootsy. The show itself that we put together is kind of I call it old timey radio. You mm-hmm. know, I sit there. Our sponsors. I do the spot live, you know, and we have a lot of fun teasing our sponsor too. It's
cool.
So, but I've got as far as me, I've got a new album coming out at the end of the summer. It's my sixth record on the Rock and Sock Records label, and
what's it called?
It's called Afterlife.
Oh.
It's
okay.
Got a heavy death theme.
You're not planning on passing on between now and then, are you?
Not that anybody's told me, but I'm on the other side of the mountain, so, you know, I'm keeping a close eye. But it's a good little record, and it'll be coming out the last week of August. Good beat, easy to dance to, you know. And it's a couple of songs in 3/4 time. If you know how to waltz, it's a good song. It's a good album for you to go waltz to as well. So,
well, fantastic.
So I look forward to having it come out here, and I'll shoot you over a couple of copies when it does, and
sounds good. Love to hear it. If people want to find out more about you and your music and your show, how do they do that?
Well, all of these social media places. I have it's TokyoRosenthal.com, which is the best place. My wife Carrie made that website. I got to give her a plug, and she did a great job and keeps it running and up to date with the calendar. We're on Facebook, Tokyo Rosenthal, the Tokyo Rosenthal program on Facebook, the Tokyo Rosenthal fan page on Facebook. We're on Twitter. I have no idea how Twitter works. I just know we're on it. I have a flip phone, so that should tell you everything you need to know about me. But most of those places. If you're really desperate, call right here at WCHL. They'll put out an alert for me, kind of like Batman. They put a Tokyo Rosenthal beacon up in the sky, and I know that you're looking for me.
That first show will be actually performed if somebody wants to be there live.
We tape on, or you don't call it taping anymore. We record. We record to disc on Thursday nights at the Pittsburgh Roadhouse, and it's a great atmosphere. It's a great room there, great food, great bar. Just come on down, watch us do it, you know, and see how we fumble over ourselves and what it really sounds like before it gets edited and shows up on WCHL.
See how it all comes together.
Every Thursday, and then there's usually from show to show a 10-day delay. Our first show kicking off this new season, Luis Del Rio from Buenos Aires, Argentina, originally. He's our guest. It's his second time back on the show. He's a great performer, especially if you like tangos. You know, he breaks into a tango in the middle of the show. So tune in and see him. And
it takes two to tango, so I'm sure you'll do a duet with him.
We did one. Yes, we did. you'll have to tune in to find out whose career we wrecked.
Yeah, is there a way that folks can listen to old Tokyo Rosenthal programs?
Yes, every show is archived. If you go to TokyoRosenthal.com, the homepage, it'll tell you where to go. But it is on AirPlay Direct on your computer, and on Radio Vibe on your computer has all the shows there from day one.
Yeah,
and who knows? I guess they will live on forever.
Folks, there's great music on this show. Tokyo is a very funny guy, interesting guy. It's never boring. And I hope you will check it out. Tokyo Rosenthal radio program.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, man, thanks a lot for coming.
Seconds of each day.
Whoops, I stepped on you there.
In the years that we've been joined.
All right. Tokyo, great to see you.
Great to be seen. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Better to be seen than to be viewed.
Loves his
All right, Tokyo. WCHL.